There's been quite a lot of coverage, and John Yield of GroundUp has done the best coverage of the possibility of a wind farm in the Eastern Cape, which is associated with the Watson family, being given an environmental go-ahead despite, shall we say, two conflicting reports about the environmental advisability or the environmental risk of this wind farm. But because the Watsons are politically connected, and particularly politically and, shall we say, financially connected to the environmental minister, who would have the ultimate authority, that the ultimate authority was a kind of a given. But one Ms. El Zulu, the acting minister of the Department of Environmental Affairs, earlier this week, it was announced that the appeal by BirdLife South Africa against the environmental authorization issued for this farm, it's called the Inyanda Roodeplaat Wind Farm, and it's in the Groot Winterhoekberg in the Eastern Cape, that the appeal had been upheld. Samantha Ralston-Paton is Birds and Renewable Energy Project Manager for BirdLife SA. Samantha, how final is this? I mean, is this just a sort of holding operation, or what does it mean for the potential of the wind farm going ahead?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on this show to start off with. The answer is we don't really know. The decision by the minister, the acting minister, was kind of unusual in that she reverted the decision back to the department for further consultation and external peer review, which is quite unusual. Often, usually the ministers usually take a decision either upholding the appeals or turning down their appeals with a couple of amendments to the conditions of authorization. So really, it's a bit of a hold. We're quite interested to know what the process is going to be like going forward. And we really hope that stakeholders will have an opportunity to once again engage with the process and comment on the reviewer's terms of reference and make sure that things don't slip through again.
Does it make some kind of sense for there to be another look at it, given the fact that there are, and I suppose depending on what one's attitude is towards this, one's going to find either of the two reports more convincing than the other, but there are two reports which say different things about the environmental risk of this particular wind farm?
We would argue that further review is not really necessary. Huge range of experts have commented on the reports, not just BirdLife South Africa, some other well-respected ornithologists. There are also a range of other issues, not just bird issues. The proposed wind farm is right adjacent to a wilderness area and a World Heritage Site. And the Eastern Cape Department of Parks and Tourism have objected to it based on visual impacts. And a whole suite of other reasons. So we would argue that there's enough information to say that the project shouldn't go ahead, but certainly the process was unusual enough to warrant a fresh set of eyes on the entire process.
Generally, wind farms are part of renewable energy. Renewable energy is good. Tick, 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 tick. But, you know, renewable, I've just read a wonderful environmental surfing romance novel, which is set primarily in Francis Bay, but a proposed wind farm is part of the plot, and issues around the impact on birds and the impact on bats and so on are canvassed in this book, Wind Flicker. So, you know, at what point does the environmental benefit of having electricity generated by wind as opposed to burning coal, at what point is that outweighed by the number of eagles or falcons or bats that those wind turbines might kill?
John, at this stage of South Africa's renewable energy planning process, we don't really need to make those calls. We've got plenty of land and plenty of potential sites for wind farms that we don't need to be placing wind farms in areas where they present high risk to birds or other biodiversity for that matter. 30 years down the line, we might have to make some really difficult decisions. Hopefully by then we'll have technological solutions that will help us avoid the impacts. So yes, wind energy is great. It needs to be put in the right place. And fortunately, at this stage, there are plenty of right places in South Africa for it.
There really are.
Yes. Look, every wind farm has some challenges. It's not completely environmentally neutral, but there are definitely some sites like this one where we would just say that the impacts, the risks are far too high.
Because those turbine blades whirl at an extraordinary speed when the wind is up, and they do kill birds. They kill eagles, they kill sparrows, they kill doves, they kill bats. But is there a kind of acceptable mortality level?
That's something we're really struggling to come up with. Ideally, we would like to see no mortality of any threatened species. So that's what we're striving for. But when money is involved and mitigation costs a lot of money, it's a difficult line to hold. But that's certainly what we're aiming for. It's something like a black harrier where we have only 1,000 mature birds left in the world. We really don't want to be seeing any fatalities of species like that.
Mm. I was interested that there was an impact to the – there was an objection about the visual impact. And I suppose beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I don't have an issue with the aesthetic view, driving here towards Caledon and seeing those, and driving in the Eastern Cape, as one does along the N2 towards Port Elizabeth. There are quite a few turbines going up there. But are there parts, again, of South Africa that are scenically so beautiful that scenic beauty is negatively impacted by wind turbines?
You know, John, it's my personal opinion. I share your appreciation of what wind turbines look like, but with the proviso in specific environments. I can't speak for my organization. We don't make that sort of judgment call. But if you consider a wilderness area and you go out to the mountains to have a nice quiet experience and really just appreciate nature for what it is, I would argue that a wind farm in that sort of environment is not appropriate.
Samantha, thanks for talking to us, and we'll keep track of what happens with this. Samantha, as indeed will BirdLife South Africa, for which Samantha Ralston-Patton is the Birds and Renewable Energy Project Manager.